Defence firms are in the firing line of China's new sanctions. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. China's announced sanctions on five Western defence firms over the latest round of US arms sales to Taiwan. The announcement comes as Taiwan prepares to hold presidential and parliamentary elections on January 13th. The BBC's Monica Miller in Singapore has been following this.
Taiwan is a flashpoint between Washington and Beijing. And the reason for that is because China sees Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be under Beijing's control, according to Beijing, and has not ruled out the use of force to take the island. However, the Taiwanese see itself as distinct from the Chinese mainland with its own constitution and democratically elected leaders. And so U.S. weapon sales to Taiwan are a frequent source of tension between the two countries. Now, last month, the U.S. Department of State approved a $300 million sale of a defense equipment to help maintain Taiwan's tactical information systems. So China says that these sanctions will impact individuals and companies, five of them, and one of the companies was named is BAE Systems Land and Armament. Now, China says that the U.S. arms sale to Taiwan is because of over interference in what it considers its domestic affairs.
And is this likely to impact the wider defense industry?
Chinese official says that these sanctions will freeze any property of the companies have in China and prohibit organizations and individuals in China from doing business with them. However, it's a bit unclear the impact that these sanctions will have in reality. I mean, such sanctions are often mostly symbolic, and these American defense contractors generally don't sell to China. So again, it's Beijing really sending a strong message to Washington ahead of these elections.
Monica Miller there. Farmers in Germany have started a week of nationwide protests by blocking roads with tractors in response to plans to phase out fuel subsidies. It's all part of efforts to deal with an ongoing budget crisis there. The government made a concession and backtracked on plans to remove certain agricultural tax breaks, but that was not enough to stop the protests. Train drivers are also expected to strike from Wednesday. Now, let's do the numbers. Asian and European stocks are down this morning ahead of a busy week of inflation and economic data. Europe's region-wide stock 600 is down 0.2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed down 1.8%. And China's CSI closed down 1.3%. Mexico has a new multi-billion dollar rail network called the Tren Maya. It's projected to bring 2 million more tourists a year to the impoverished Yucatan Peninsula, linking Mayan ruins in the jungle to beach resorts like Cancun. President Lopez Obrador says it will generate thousands of jobs, but critics say it's an environmental catastrophe. The construction's wiped out large parts of untouched rainforest, and activists believe it threatens the fragile freshwater caves called cenotes, which lie underground. The BBC's World Grant reports from southern Mexico.
To the ancient Mayans, the cenotes of the Yucatan Peninsula were sacred, portals to the gods of the underworld. They're also one of the most unspoilt freshwater ecosystems in the Americas. But the tranquility of the caves contrasts with the construction going on directly above them. The final columns and tracks are being laid for the Mexican president's pet infrastructure project, a tourist train called the Tren Maya. The rail link will stretch for 1,500 kilometres, bringing, its supporters say, tourism and development to the jungle. Environmentalists, however, are horrified. The deforestation alone along the route has been catastrophic for the habitats of species like jaguars, scarlet macaws and spider monkeys. Activists from a group called Selvame del Tren took us into the labyrinth of underground tunnels and caverns to show us another environmental cost, water pollution.
All this water, there's a small flow going all the way towards the ocean. So the more we pollute in the center of the peninsula, the more we pollute the ocean.
Bernadette Carillon is a cave diver. She says any pollution here also harms the coral reefs out at sea. Above ground, the Tren Maya has divided entire communities. The village of Vida y Esperanza has been bisected by a maintenance station. Some were well paid for their land and are hopeful the train will bring prosperity. But Benjamin Chim had his fields dynamited and turned into a quarry. He never received compensation for them as, like many Mayan farmers, he couldn't prove ownership.
Control. Habla. Hablo.
In a slick promotional video, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, took the Tren Maya for a test drive ahead of its inauguration. His plan is popular, particularly among his base. For AMLO, it's part of a wider vision to regalvanize Mexico's once great train services. It includes returning some 20,000 kilometers of track exclusively for freight use to passengers, and creating a coast-to-coast cargo line to rival the Panama Canal. AMLO's legacy infrastructure project may bring jobs to the Yucatan, but his critics worry it will also ruin the hidden treasures upon which the region was founded. In Mexico, I'm the BBC's Will Grant for Marketplace.
And finally, new Nike running shoes worn by Kenyan runner Calvin Kiptum are selling for nearly $1,000 in the resale market after the athlete broke the marathon record wearing a pair. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.